Lightspeed.
Hello, and welcome to a Lightspeed Short Shot. My name is Allison Bell Buse, pleased to be your muse for this flash fiction podcast. Listener, it is now time to find utopia in Salimo by David Marino, narrated by Stefan Rudnicki, right after this message.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's Journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's Journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
And now, Stefan Rudnicki.
Salimo by David Marino. There is a city called Salimo. Salimo sits atop a cliffside at the edge of a sea. The water of that sea is always clearest blue, except when it is clearest green or clearest purple. The colors change with the tides, but the waves are always safe to swim in, with schools of luminescent fish dashing between the coral reefs. In Salimo, you can spend your days lying on its pristine beaches, never once getting sunburned. Or you can travel to its grand markets, where you can find anything you could possibly desire. You won't find what you need there, no, because what you need is provided for you by the city itself. Medicine, food and water, shelter and clothing are all given freely to residents and visitors alike. And new immigrants to Salimo get their pick of housing, from apartments jutting skyward in great towers, to houses hanging off the cliffsides, every home bigger on the inside than the outside would imply. As for what the city asks of its residents, nothing, truly. Work can be provided if you so seek it, but you can relax. You are not paying for your peace with fear or feelings of inadequacy or an endless hunt for resources. Each day, the city has a parade, peoples from all over coming to celebrate, confetti slowly falling between the buildings, always cleaned up before the mad rush to dinner. And the food, each bite more delicious than the last. The drink is incredible too, spirits that make you drunk without a hangover. You can wake when you wish in Salimo. You can rise with the sun peeking over the purple horizon, shining off the city's gleaming towers. You can rise with the noon, when the light beams overhead, illuminating the city, so for a moment there is not a single shadow. You can rise in the afternoon, heralding in the dancing and music that plays until dusk. Or you can rise when the stars glimmer in the sky, when the city goes quiet, when the air is crisp and clean, and you can eat an apple under the moon's glow. There are no police in Salimo because there is no crime. There is no crime, because all its societal causes have been eliminated, and all its individual factors have been discouraged. You are waiting for the twist, aren't you? Waiting for Salemo's flaw. There is one, yes. We'll get to it. But for now, imagine Salemo. Picture row after row of homes, however you'd like. Picture nature, so nearby, or so far, your pick. See the waves of that tricolored sea, and never imagine a hurricane because they never come to Salemo. It can be machines or magic that makes all this happen. It doesn't matter. It's up to you. Imagine what you could be in such a place, where all peoples are treated equal, where you can become what you most desire without risk or fear. Imagine. Now for the twist. Go ahead, guess it. Hold what you think the cost is in your mind. Wrong or not, the twist is something you already know. The twist is that Salemo isn't real. Nowhere on this planet or any other is that city. That perfect city out on that cliff by that perfect sea. It is made up. There is no place so wondrous. Yet. For if you wish to see Salemo, go to a cliffside by a sea, purple or otherwise. Bring a shovel and join those who dig there, building what might yet be.
You have just heard Salemo by David Marino, narrated by Stefan Rudnicki, and directed by me.
Hi, I'm Alexis Ohanian. You may know me as one of the co-founders of Reddit, but more recently, a large part of my identity is being a father to my two wonderful daughters. In my podcast, Business Dad, I'm hoping to open up the conversation about balancing careers and family. The one thing I constantly hear successful people say, without fail, is that they wish they'd spent more time with their kids. That's time no one can get back. So I decided to create Business Dad, to engage in the conversation about how we're spending our time now, providing a forum for successful dads to share their joys and challenges of being a working parent. You'll get to hear from a wide range of business dads, from Rainn Wilson and Guy Raz to Todd Carmichael and Shane Battier. And while this podcast will talk about business and will definitely be featuring dads, I think everyone can learn something from these incredible conversations as we unpack the expectations we all have about careers, relationships, and ourselves. Business Dad is available now, so be sure to listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
David Marino is a graduate of the 2023 Clarion Writers Workshop and is currently attending Sarah Lawrence in pursuit of an MFA with a focus on speculative fiction. His work has been published in the Seers and Sibyls anthology from Bridget's Gate Press, Escape Pod, and Hex Literary. You can follow him on Instagram at David Marino Writes. He lives in New York City. This story was taken from the pages of Lightspeed Magazine, which is edited by John Joseph Adams. The podcast is produced by Skyboat Media, and the story and podcast are copyright 2024. Post-production was by Alex Barton at Faceshift, and our music was composed and performed by Jack Kincaid. Once again, I am Allison Bell Buse, and I hope this tale inspired you. Thank you for listening.